Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The partial federal government shutdown has passed the one-month mark, and more Americans are feeling the impact. The Trump administration is asking states to change the schedule for SNAP benefit distribution. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Nearly 40 million Americans will receive their SNAP benefits early, but there's a catch. It's not extra money, it's early money, and that can make all the difference. South Dakota's more than 93,250 SNAP recipients received their February 10th payment on January 20th. Another payment will not arrive until March 10th, and that is contingent on the partial government shutdown wrapping up, which at this point is not looking so promising. So we are joined now by Kimberly Wilson, Family and Community Health Field Specialist and Prairie Walkling. She is SDSU Extension Family and Community Health Field Specialist, and they're joining us with tips and tricks for stretching those supplemental dollars. Kimberly, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Prairie, thank you for being here as well.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, Kimberly, let's start with you a little bit and tell us kind of about, your role and as people are getting their benefits early, you know, what's your role in sort of communicating with folks receiving SNAP benefits?
We want to make sure that the audience, you know, that anybody who does receive that SNAP benefits that they received their funding or their benefits early. They received it yesterday. And that with a little bit of planning and a little bit of guidance, they can make that money stretch a little bit farther because they need it to cover about an eight-week time period instead of just 4 weeks.
And Kimberly, people must have questions about why exactly this is happening. How do you explain it to them?
Funding was available to be able to go ahead and load the cards or the EBT cards in advance of the February 10th date that they normally distribute them. And it's just a way to ensure that they would have the money for the month of February to be able to afford some food.
Right. As the government shut down, there's certain funding packages, and there's time limits on that, so the money's arriving now or yesterday. Prairie, it seems like a lot of people are saying, well, great, you get your money early. That's a good thing, except that you've got to figure out how to make it stretch for a much longer time. What are some of the challenges for folks? Because it's not a lot of money that we're talking about, typically.
No, it's not. I think on average it's about $125 per month that the average family receives from SNAP benefits. And, you know, sadly, some families, they're accounts might already be empty when they're receiving this money. So, you know, there's a temptation to spend it, but we're really encouraging people to try to budget that money. And one tip that we encourage is meal planning, making a plan to really maximize what you're buying, to make sure to make your list at home and your plan, and then make sure, you know, look in your pantry, look in your fridge and freezer, and for don't buy what you already have, and to try to use those items in multiple meals throughout the week.
Kimberly, this meal planning is like one of my worst skills. So it seems like a common sense thing where you're going to plan what's going on. But for families, sometimes you don't know who's going to be at the table that night. You don't know, what the kids have an event at school. There's, you know, people have to work. How does a family get started, Kimberly, in sort of figuring out a plan? Is that where you start, as in, like, who's going to be at dinner tonight?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is where you start sort of planning a week at a time of how many people, how many meals do you need that people will be home for versus that they're eating someplace else. We want everybody in South Dakota who is getting these SNAP benefits and stuff to know that they don't have to try to figure this out on their own. If they will call one of our SDSU Extension Regional Centers, we have seven across the state. If they will call one, we actually have people who are part of our nutrition education team that is willing to sit down work one-on-one with that person or work in a group setting, just whatever we need to do to help them to be able to do that meal planning to make those dollars stretch further.
Okay, so we start with meal planning and making a list and knowing what's in your cupboard or your fridge right now. And now take us to the store, yep. Prairie, and first tell us what not to buy, because there's a whole lot that you can, you know, just the grocery store is a, you know, it can be a place fraught with impulse purchases for most of us. And so the first thing is what's not on your list. Talk about sticking to the list and what to stay away from.
Okay. Those prepackaged items are usually going to cost you more. So buying like a block of cheese and grating it at home or slicing it at home, that's going to save you money. And buying whole carrots instead of baby carrots. You also want to avoid junk food, candy, sodas, chips. They're not going to give you a nutritional balance that you need. Avoid frozen and boxed meals. They usually have a lot of fat, sugar, and sodium, and they can cost twice as much as if you make the same meal at home.
Kimberly, anything you want to add to shopping at the store? What are you looking for? Because this is about saving money, but it's also about nutrition, because sometimes the cheapest thing in the store might be the bag of chips on sale, but that's not going to get you very far.
You know, sometimes that's what we think, but you hear a lot of buying like fresh produce, but the canned and the frozen produce, if you've got the space for it, those are extremely healthy. There's options of fruits packed in juice. There are options of low-salt or salt-free vegetables out there that they're shelf-stable items. You know, buying things like that will last longer and are able to be used in a little more versatility to them.
Yeah. Prairie, talk a little bit about this notion of folks not having to figure this out on their own. What sort of resources do you, you know, have for people to walk them through, the everyday decisions and the skills that a lot of us just don't have because we haven't developed them?
Well, we employ nutrition assistants all across the state of South Dakota, and they do provide nutrition education for adults. And also for kids, and so they can get that started early. and so we have some of those classes going on already. If your organization, if you see a need for this, please call us, and we'll see if we can get something scheduled. And then also, as Kim mentioned, we have the one-on-one consultations available for people who just want to talk to somebody, we can kind of talk this through and give them some good ideas on how to make their money stretch further.
Yeah. Kim, what kind of questions do people ask you in those kind of one-on-one scenarios?
A lot of times they want to know about buying things in bulk. How do you go about finding the best unit prices? How do you figure out the portions, how many servings are available in a packet. We have a variety of people across the state who are a part of our SNAP Ed team, the educational part of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, who are just, we're waiting. We're here for everybody to be able to, help them be able to plan that out, how they can make those dollars stretch further.
Yeah. Prairie, are there things that you can buy on with your SNAP benefits and things that you can't? Tell us how that works.
With SNAP benefits, you can buy basically any food item. And something we also try to let people know is that we're not really in the season right now, but you can also buy seeds with your SNAP benefits and plants. To allow you to start a garden and start, being able to provide some of those foods grow some of those foods at home.
Yeah. Kim, are people worried? Are they is the uncertainty of the government shutdown and the early benefits and the challenges of what happens in March, is that getting to folks?
I haven't had anybody express it directly to me, but I know there are some people who are just kind of curious how they're going to make their money stretch through to March 10th.
Yeah. Kimberly Wilson is a family and community health field specialist. Prairie Walkling is a SDSU Extension family and community health field specialist. Prairie, where can people, in our remaining 15 seconds, where do people go to find out more, to make some of those appointments or find out what resources are available in their communities?
The SDSU Extension website is a good place to start. And then we have the regional centers. I'm based at the Rapid City Regional Center, and I have that number memorized.
Go ahead.
It's 394-1722. So if you're in our area and need some help, please give us a call.